Hello, welcome to Main Menu and my presentation of Sona. My name is Jafar and I'm very glad to be able to present Sona, the latest product to have come out of 12 Tones Systems Incorporated. Now, if you're wondering why my accent is a little queer, well, that's because I'm not from England or from America or Australia, as most of you, I guess, are, but I'm from this little tiny island country called Singapore. So let's not waste any more time with introductions. Let me begin with my presentation. Now, Sona, if you like, is the enhanced version of Cakewalk Pro Audio 9, or rather I should say the Cakewalk range of products. It is very much like Cakewalk, but it has many other added features and technological advantages that we as the blind can take advantage of. Now, before anything else, let me just advise you, for those who have Sona, if you want to take advantage of the accessibility of Sona, you must first go to cakewalk.com, and download their latest patch, that is Sona 1.02. Okay, now let me first start by giving you an idea of what Sona looks like when you get it opened. Now, I have switched Window Eyes to Eloquence, so you will be able to hear Window Eyes reading the window, if you like, to you. Now, one thing that is very important for you to take note of is that I am not a JAWS user. I am a Window Eyes user, rather. So, the way I'm presenting Sona today will be based on my knowledge of Sona in conjunction with Window Eyes. So for all you JAWS readers, I don't know if any scripts for JFW for Sona has been produced, but if they are not, then I guess there are people developing them at this present moment. Right, okay. Now, let me go to Sona and explain to you a few things. Now,
Sonar Quick Start.
Right,
button. QS Open.
Right, you hear that, Window Eyes saying Sona Quick Start. Now, this is very like Cakewalk, because if you open Cakewalk, and you will be presented with the various boxes to give you the option of either opening or starting a new project or evaluating a recent project. So, I guess some people will have this option checked, but I would prefer to have it not checked so that I can decide whether I want to open a new project or just start with the project that I'm working on without having to open the file. Okay, now, so it is very like Cakewalk here. So if I tap
button QS recent,
there you go, QS open, which means quick song recent
combo box, open a recent project,
open a recent project
button. QS new. Button. QS help.
QS help.
Checkbox. Checked.
Right.
S equals.
This is the box that allows you to check or uncheck this option.
Button. Close.
Okay, and then you can
button.
Close this.
QS open.
Okay, now what I'm going to do now is I'm going to start a new project so that I can explain to you the layout of Sona's window.
Button. QS reset. Combo. Button. QS new.
Right. So, you.
Sonar 1-Sonar. Sonar. List box.
Okay. Right, you will be given the option here of a new project, whether that the various templates that are available to you, and it is again similar to Cakewalk. Now, if I enter at the default, that is I will be on Cakewalk's normal projects. So I'll enter
Sonar 1-Sonar button audio.
Okay, now. For you Window Eyes users, it is very important to note that if you want Window Eyes to be able to read to you the opening screens of Sona, you'll have to get it reclassed. Okay? Now, I guess you know, most of you will know how to reclass your Window Eyes, but if you don't, then it is Insert R. Insert R. Right, and then you choose Custom Control. Right, and you then hit the enter button, and there you go. you will have all the various information of your tracks reclassed. Now, what is so good about Sona? The good thing about Sona is that you can, from the very offset, feel your way around the available tracks. Now, let me explain to you now how Sona looks like when you open it. Okay, if you open Sona, it will actually be like a very basic 4-track machine. Okay, so now I am here. If I press the arrow down, I will get
button, audio 2, audio 2.
Audio 2. If I press the arrow up,
button, audio 1, audio 1.
And then if I press it up again,
button, MIDI 2, MIDI 2.
MIDI 2. And if I press
button, MIDI 1, MIDI 1.
Right? So I've got two MIDI windows, if you like, and two MIDI tracks. Now, okay, the thing is, you can either scroll along the line vertically as if you were looking at a ruler, or you can look at it the way I can closely put it is like looking at it like a collapsible walking stick. If you fold your cane and arrange it so that let's say for example, most of you, your canes will be divided into four segments, right? So the first segment will be the top. If you lay that means flat on the table, okay, with all four in a line, the first one will be on top, and so on and so on and so on. Okay? Or you can look at it by scrolling straight across the line, okay? As if it were four rulers joined together. Okay? Now, if I were in audio, now let's say I'm in
button, audio 2, audio
okay,
2.
Now, okay, we are not going to concern ourselves with audio at this moment. We are going to
button,
concern ourselves
MIDI
with the
MIDI,
MIDI outlay. Now, in MIDI 1, okay, the first thing that you come across is the edit box, where you can change your track number, and you can even change your instruments. That means if I enter into this edit box, okay,
edit box,
yes,
MIDI 1.
Okay, this is MIDI 1, but I can write it, for example, as a I can replace the MIDI one with a piano, right? And the next time I open this box, it will read as piano. That means I can give a name to my track. I don't have to say that it's MIDI 1, or I don't have to look at it as MIDI 1 or MIDI 2 and all that. I can just change, for example, MIDI 1 as piano, MIDI 2 as bass, maybe audio 1 as voice, audio 2 as, well, perhaps saxophone, I don't know, something like that. Okay, now.
Button. MIDI 1, MIDI 1.
If I go next, alright, that is to say, if I were to arrow right again, I will come across
button,
this.
MIDI 1, manual, mute off, auto, mute off.
Now, this is your mute function. Okay, so now, by default, your tracks should be unmuted. So that's why it's on auto mute off. Then if I were to arrow right again,
button, MIDI 1, solo on.
MIDI 1, solo on. Right. It should be off. Okay, so by default, your track solo should be off. You only switch it on if you want to solo the particular track that you want to listen to. So, you arrow right again.
Button. MIDI 1 record off.
Right. So, now the record is off because I didn't arm the recording button. So, by default, it should be off. You only switch it on if you want to do a recording. I think this is, personally, that this is a very good function because you won't accidentally record on data that you have just done.
Button. MIDI 1 minimize strip.
Right, okay, now this minimize strip thing is very important. I said before that you must imagine the Sona tracks like sort of a ruler. So, if you were to press the enter button here, right, it will change
button,
to
button, MIDI 1 restore strip size.
Restore strip size. Restore strip size meaning that it will be a sort of like a shorter ruler. Okay? And if you were to
button,
enter again.
Button. MIDI 1 minimize strip.
Minimize strip. Okay? So you minimize the strip. That means you just, if you just want the information that you just need for that particular time, I guess you can minimize your strip. But if you want more information, I guess you can just restore the strip size.
Button. MIDI 1 maximize strip.
Right. Now this also gives you the function to maximize the strip. In other words, you can lengthen the track ruler information so that you'll get more information at the same time.
Button. MIDI 1 MIDI channel equals none.
Right. Okay, you can actually change your channel here. What you do is to just press enter and
edit
press
box
the channel number.
Zero.
Press the channel number in the edit box.
Button. MIDI 1 MIDI. Button. MIDI 1 patch none.
Okay, now patch. If you know the number of your patch, you can just enter and type it in the edit box.
Button. MIDI 1 bank bank dash dash dash.
Right. This is the same. If you know your bank number, you can type your bank number here.
Button. MIDI 1 vol equals left paren 127 right paren.
Okay, we know I say it's vol. What it means is actually volume. Okay, by default, your track number is, your volume number is 127, that is at the maximum. And you can always sort of enter into the edit box and reduce the volume to whichever level you feel comfortable with.
Button. MIDI 1 pan equals left paren C right paren.
Okay, now this is a very interesting thing. Okay, this is where you can pan your track. Now, if you go into the edit box, you type C, then your track will be centered. If you type L, it will be left. If you type R, it will be right. Okay, but you can also do it another way. Now, if you know about MIDI, MIDI works by numbers. And if you, for example, type in 64, your track will be exactly at the center. If you type in 127, it will be pan right, and if you type in 0, it will be pan left. Okay? So you can either write C, L, R, or you can write 64, 0, 127, or the numbers in between.
Button. MIDI 1 velocity trim equals 0.
Okay, velocity trim. This edit box enables you to trim your velocity. If, for example, you don't want to, or you want your velocity to remain equal throughout your recording, you can give it, say, a number of 127, and your velocity will remain there. If you give it a velocity of 0, you have the option of playing it softer or harder according to your desire, okay? According to what your music desires at the particular measure or bar.
Button. MIDI 1 key plus 0.
Key plus 0 is the place which enables you to put in the key of the track. So, if the rest of your tracks, for example, is in the key of C, and you want, say, track 5 to be in the key of F, you can do so.
Button. MIDI 1 time plus 0.
Okay, time is your time signature, right? So you can put 3, 4, or 4, 4 here. And if you put your 3, 4, or 4, 4 here, your metronome will behave accordingly.
Button. MIDI 1 right click to patch an effect.
Okay. This is the place which allows you to put effects on your MIDI. All you have to do is just arrow till you come here, arrow right till you are here. Now, you can press the application button that is next to your right control key. And if I do that...
Context menu.
Right? This is a context menu. I can then...
M equals MIDI effects pull
MIDI
down.
MIDI effects pull down.
D equals delete disabled.
Okay, and
M equals D equals delete disabled.
There you go. So you can
M equals MIDI effects pull down. Menu
put
closed.
In your MIDI
button.
Effects here.
MIDI 1 button. MIDI 1 right click to patch an effect.
This is the same thing. I don't know why they repeat it twice, but
button. MIDI 1 chorus left paren default C.
Okay. This is where you can put in your chorus effect. Okay? So your chorus, as you know, from 127 to 0. So you can enter your chorus effect here.
Button. MIDI 1 reverb left paren default CH.
This is
one right paren equals left button. MIDI 1 source none.
Okay, source is whether your source is MIDI Omni or whatever source you're using.
Button. MIDI 1 output 1 dash SD live. MIDI.
And this is to tell you your output source, okay? Your cut output.
Button. MIDI 2 MIDI.
Right, and then we come to MIDI 2 and so on and so on and so on. Okay, just to let you know, for this first part of my presentation, I will be only doing MIDI. Okay, so now let me switch off the mic for a while and arrow back to the beginning, and then I will continue with my presentation.
So,
okay, right. Now, let me tell you one thing about Sona that is so revolutionary. And here I'm just talking about the MIDI side of it. And that is that finally, okay, after a very, very long time, the people at 12 Tones Incorporated have decided to sort of try to conform to music industry standards. Now, if you have come across programs like Cubase, Logic Audio and the like, you will notice that your quantize function, right? For those of you who are not familiar with MIDI, quantize means the function whereby you try to push all your notes exactly to the beat. Now, in Cubase and Logic Audio, what they have done is to set a standard whereby each beat will consist of a number of ticks. Okay, I must explain this again to those who are uninitiated in MIDI. Now, if you are familiar with MIDI, MIDI works according to a MIDI clock. Okay, now, as you know, in music, there are four beats to a bar, or three beats to a bar, whatever it is. But in MIDI, each bar has what we call a PPQ value, or what we call ticks. Okay, now, when we were using Cakewalk Pro Audio, the maximum that they had was 480. And when you did quantizing, you'll find that sometimes it would skip certain beats or skip certain... The quantizing was not very accurate. So they increased the PPQ. So now it's 960. And it gives the music a little bit more of the human feel. So that's something that I'm very glad about. Now, the other thing that they did is to put various functions in various panes, if you like. So you can, for example, insert track, for example, do the insert track function with either in the track property box or with the insert function itself. Now let me demonstrate to you. Okay. Now let me tell you that the other thing, Cakewalk has got 256 tracks, that is their maximum. In Sona, you are allowed to put in as many tracks as you like, okay? As long as your computer can hold that number of information or that amount of information, you can put that amount of track. So it is virtually unlimited. Okay, now, let me explain to you how to insert a new MIDI track. Okay, now there are two ways. The first thing you can do is, if I go to Sona, hang on, okay.
Sonar 2, Sonar.
Okay, if I
sonar
go to Sona.
Button, MIDI 1 output 1 dash.
Okay, if...
Button, MIDI 1 bank dash dash
okay,
dash.
Okay, now, what I can do now is, if I want to insert track, okay, I will right click, okay, the application button near the right control key.
Context menu.
Alright, it says context menu, right? Now, if I want to insert a MIDI track, I can just press I. Yes.
I. Menu closed. Button. Track 5, track 5.
Okay. I have inserted a new track. A new MIDI track. For some reason, Sona starts with track 5. Why, I don't know. But you can change this. As I said before, you can...
Button. MIDI 2 output.
Right.
Button. Track 5, track 5.
Okay, now if you insert track 5... it will automatically go to the beginning of your pane, okay, or your track window. Now, you can change the name of your track or the number of your track. So what you do is you press enter.
Edit box. Track.
Okay, Eloquence is a little bit slow, so I'll just bear with me.
T.
Okay. Now I am now in track 5. Now I don't want it to be track 5. Okay, I want it to be say piano. So what I can do is to type piano.
P. I. A. N. O.
Right.
Button. Track 5, track 5.
Okay. Now, if I arrow left once...
Button.
And I arrow
button. Piano.
There. It will say piano. So now, I have named my track. I've changed my track to an instrument name. So that if I want to, for example, edit my piano part, I will know exactly where it is. Alright? Now, I can go down... I can arrow down.
Button. Audio 1, audio 1.
Okay. And insert... a MIDI track on audio 1, and so on and so on and so on. So I can build a pyramid of tracks. Now, okay. Now the other way I can insert a track is, okay, for the sake of showing you, I'll just insert another track to use the insert function. That is alternate I, right?
Button.
So now
audio 1, audio 1.
Insert I.
I. Menu closed.
Okay. Now, if I use the insert function, The letter to use is a bit different, because now you are in the insert button, and I think I is being used up. So, therefore, they use D.
D. Menu closed. Button. Track 6, track
there
6.
There you go. You'll have track 6. And you can rename this track. Okay? So, very easy. Some people might say there is a duplicate of functions, but others would say, well, you know, if you can perform the same function with using different menus, why not? It makes it much more convenient. Well, you'll have to make your own mind about that. Okay, I'm going to end this first part of my presentation today. The reason why I'm not giving too much away is because I will be presenting, or I'll be coming up with tutorials for Sona at the end of this year, I hope. And I will be also packaging with my Sona tutorials set files for Windows Eyes, because I feel that the set files created for Sona now in certain respects is not so efficient. And I've also got somebody who is going to help me to write scripts for Sona, for JFW. And once my tutorials are out, you will be told. Okay, I'll inform you. Now, if you have anything that you want to ask me regarding Sona, you can drop me a line. My email address is jahmad@post1one.com. I'll repeat that again. jahmad@post1one.com. I will be presenting another part of Sona. I'll be dealing with the audio part of Sona next week, and I hope you'll find my presentation a bit useful. Now, there are many things to cover in Sona, and because of the amount of technology that is going to be presented in main menu, I cannot possibly cover a lot of things, so I'll try to cover as much as possible in my presentation. So I hope I have outlined the basic workings of Sona today. Now, for those of you who would like to give Sona a try, you can download the try version from www.cakewalk.com. They have it at their FTP site. But please do remember, and I stress this once again, to download the patch. Because, now, this is very important, because without that, our accessibility will be very limited. Because, for example, if you want to select just one track, you cannot do it with just version 1.0. However, you can do it with version 1.02 by going to the edit module, select none, and then pressing the comma key, and you'll have selected the whole a single track for editing. Okay, so please, if you want to try it out, download the patch. Never forget that. Okay, so in the meantime, I would like to bid you goodbye, and I'll be coming up with another presentation next week.